Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
I'm sorry, I was trying to reach Michael Sampson.
Oh, yeah, I actually took over his number. He had some, you know, family issues, and, you know, had to step away from the firm for a month or two. So what was it I could help you out with?
My name's Joe Spratt. I'm with the First Flight Venture Center in the Research Triangle Park, North Carolina.
Okay.
Perfect. And you guys were working on a loan for us.
Okay.
A working capital loan.
Perfect. Did you actually already apply with Michael, or was that kind of still in the process?
No, it's done.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my last communication with him was that you were waiting on... Well, do you have an underwriter there you can talk to that was working on this?
Yeah, let me just...
That way I don't have to recreate the entire history.
Yeah, no worries about that. I don't want to have to put you through that anyways. Can I just get the name of the business you were calling from one more time, and I'll pull up the file?
First Flight Venture Center.
First Flight Venture. Perfect. How's your Tuesday going so far?
Pretty shitty, actually, right at the moment. We've got a gas crunch down here and all sorts of things going on, so...
Oh geez, what happened for you guys?
Pipeline broke in Alabama, spilled about 250,000 gallons of gas, and so this whole area of the country is out of gas or low on gas right now.
Oh geez, did that just happen like yesterday or?
No, it happened actually on about the 7th of September, but it's now just now really starting to.
Take effect.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Could I get your name real quick? I'm not finding the file under that one. You said it was
Joe?
My name
is Joe Spratt. S-P-R-A-T-T.
It's Joe Spratt. Perfect. So you said you actually already applied and, you know, everything with Michael, everything's been approved and everything?
That's correct.
And you guys were just waiting to get terms and whatnot?
You were...
Totally understand. Yeah, my numbers show up there.
Perfect. It's fine. I just pulled up the file right now, so just trying to get on the same page with you. And you were just looking to get an update, basically?
You were looking to try to get a TransUnion or an Equifax statement on our CEO.
Okay.
That's not going to happen because... you originally had asked for a statement through Experian, and we gave you that.
Mm-hmm.
You came back and said, well, no, we don't want that one. We want, I don't know if it's TransUnion or Equifax. Equifax, I believe.
Equifax, yeah, I'm looking at the notes right now. Unfreeze?
Yes, and that's going to take a significant amount of time. So I was going to offer you a director to see if you want to check that and go ahead and expedite this.
Okay.
I think aside, you tell me, is it approved other than that?
I don't see anything like that. It looks like it's still in the process. So, yeah, it looks like you guys still were...
Let me talk to the guy that's actually doing the process and is going to pull the trigger on this thing.
Perfect. Could I just get your number and I'll have him give you a call right now? He's coming right into the office, so.
919-473-9422.
9142?
919-473-9422.
9422. Gotcha. All right, I'll have him give you a call right now then, Joe.
Thanks.